Next on the WBC, we have an all-new comedy from the creators of All in the Wine Family, Starsky and the Wine Hutch, Happy Wine Days, and everyone's favorite public TV show, Roadshow Wines. Now to our show, the fresh wine of Bel Air. I was drinking wine from my town of Indianola. I was running low on money, you know, moolah. I chose one bad wine, and Denise got mad, said, "You're moving to Bel Air, don't be sad." So I packed up my wine and loaded my truck. It started to snow, and I got stuck. I waved at Denise, she made a face. I made good time with a real good pace. I finally arrived in California. They think us people from Iowa are kind of corny. Then they saw my wine, knew I was fine, and invited me in and said, "Fresh wine of Bel Air." Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Are you sure you're the Wine Appraiser tonight? I thought you were the...
Fresh Wine of Bel Air?
Yeah, something like
I don't
fresh
know.
Fresh Wine of Bel Air.
So I had this really weird dream I was going to tell you about, but you don't want to hear it, so...
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm really excited for tonight's show. We have, and we kind of talked about this last week, but I was reading an article about Barbera from Asti, from the DOCG
specific region.
Asti in Italy.
Okay. Where is that located?
So it's up in the Piemonte.
So
Piedmont.
In the boot. Where is it in the boot?
it's I don't know, in the opening. It's up at clear up at the top.
The cuff of the boot.
Is that what it's called? I don't know. It's up at the top.
Okay.
It's up by France and Germany. It's the Piedmont, which means like foothills, and that's like the foothills of the Alps.
I bet that's pretty.
I bet it is too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so yeah, so anyway, I was reading this article about how good the wine is from that area and how if you kind of like Barbera, you need to try a Barbera d'Asti.
I like Barbera.
Because it's a little bit warmer climate, so it gets a little bit more body, a little bit more maturity. Tones down the acid of the Barbera a little bit. And so it's supposed to be a better wine. So we're going to check out that theory tonight.
So do we have two?
We have two Barberas.
Okay. Both are from the same region then?
No. One is a Cooper's Hawk Barbera.
Okay.
And I have no idea where that's from.
We'll have to read the bottle.
But I don't think it's from Asti.
Okay.
That's my assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have a Barbera d'Asti. So we will talk about what we have a little bit later on, but that's what we're tasting.
So what are some of the characteristics of a Barbera?
Okay. So Barbera is typically a fairly light to medium bodied red wine.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of fruit forward. It's high in acidity, very low tannins. So I know you've liked Barberas in the past.
I do.
Because they don't have a lot of tannins. They have a lot of freshness to them and just a fruity, kind of easy drinking wine.
And what can you see with that warmer climate? What changes will come to a Barbera?
Yeah. So with that warmer climate, then again, the fruit gets a little more mature. So when it matures more, then it starts getting more of those darker fruits, more of the jamminess, more towards the blue or darker fruits. You get
The sugars go up, the acid goes down, so you're getting a little bit heavier bodied.
Okay. A riper fruit with a more jammy taste.
Yeah.
And the alcohol content will be about the same for...
It's probably going to be a little bit higher.
A little bit higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because of that, they're also saying... Okay, some other things. So Asti is a town in Piemonte or Piedmont, a region of Italy, which is clear at the northern edge of Italy. It's a DOCG, which is... DOC is their designated geographical area. DOCG is the top or the highest level in Italy. A couple reasons for Barbera from Asti. Mm-hmm. Remember, the di Asti just means from Asti. A couple reasons why they think it's better from there. One being, we talked about the warmer climate. A couple other reasons, I think they just take it a little bit more serious. This is the area where Barolas are made. And so that's like...
So these wines age well?
So that's like the big wine in the region for mm-hmm. a lot of areas. So in a lot of the regions, the best vineyards go to... Nebbiolo, which is the grape that is used to produce Barolo. This is the Barbera grape.
Okay.
Okay. In Asti, they actually give their best vineyards, they say, to Barbera. So not only is it a good region for Barbera, but I think the producers there just take it a little bit more serious. They put Barbera at the top, and so they really try to produce a good Barbera. And they've also started doing more oak aging with the Barbera. It used to be something that it didn't get aged in oak very often. So they're just taking it more serious. They give, more emphasis to producing a good Barbera.
Okay, we'll find out.
Yeah, so those are a couple things. Another thing would be, of course, from the DOCGs, they have limits on their production rules. Barbera in the past has been thought to be, just kind of we've talked about this before. Barbera in that area is like their everyday drinking wine.
Mm-hmm. It's their go-to.
Yeah. And so because it was being produced for just everyday drinking, they had pretty high yields for the grapes, so it produced kind of a lesser quality wine. With the DOCG, then they limit that down and say you can only produce this much grapes from each acre, and so it gets more concentration, makes a better quality wine. Asti also has a little bit higher standards than some of the other DOCGs for Barbera.
Okay.
So even though you get a DOCG wine from other regions, it may not have the same standards as what an Asti Barbera has.
I'm interested to try this.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that way. I think that's about it. You mentioned alcohol level. In the past, alcohol levels for Barberas have typically been 11 to 12%.
I can see that if it's our go-to wine.
Yeah, and it's a high production wine. Mm-hmm. Again, it's got lower sugars but higher acids. With these richer wines, you might get up to 13 plus, and I think ours is actually 13 and a half tonight.
The Asti.
Barbera di Asti, yep. Mm-hmm. And the other one I did not write down, so we'll have to check that one out.
Okay.
And they said also with climate change and temperatures rising a bit, that is also creating higher alcohol levels on a lot of these wines too.
Yeah, so, right.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's about it. Is it anything else you can think of?
I just wondered what year are these and price range. Are they very comparable in price, the Asti region?
Okay, so our two wines tonight, we have the 20, yeah, I see it. So we have a 2022 Levanon Barbera di Asti, and we got this from the Gateway Market in Des Moines for $24.99. The other one, the Cooper's Hawk Barbera, it's a non-vintage wine. They don't put vintages on theirs.
Okay.
So I really don't know what year it is, but I would assume it's pretty similar to that.
All right.
Okay. Ready to go, Tacy?
Yeah. Well, let's our first wine.
Yeah. So these are fairly reasonably priced wines.
Mm-hmm. So, very similar price.
Yeah. So looking at these wines, our number two is a little bit darker.
Yeah. They're definitely ruby. One mm-hmm. is just a little bit more intense, mm-hmm. deeper ruby.
Yeah. Like the first one, I see my finger through it. Second one, I don't.
Yeah, just it's very muddled mm-hmm. right there.
Okay.
So one has that light and crispier.
Earthy on number one.
Yeah, it's not as fruit forward as I was expecting. I'm getting tobacco smell. I don't know about you.
Almost. The first thing I thought of was gunpowder, kind of really? Like a burnt gunpowder, which is really unique.
Okay, I'm going to take a
But yeah, very taste earthy. And in the background, I can smell the aroma or the fruitiness, of which it smells pretty bright.
Mm, it really coats your tongue and lingers on the finish. Really a blueberry-ish or not really a cherry. In my opinion, I'm really surprised by how this coats your tongue. It does have some lakes on it.
And it definitely has acid.
Mm-hmm.
I really got some pucker on there. That's good, though.
It's very good.
Yeah.
But I like the Barberas.
Mm-hmm. It's good. I would say more in the dark cherry to me flavor, but you're saying more of the blueberry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which blueberry I think is a common. Okay. I like that.
Hmm. Yeah, no qualms about that. It was very good. Hmm. I don't like the nose quite as much as some wines. Hmm. And, but again, that's more that earthiness or that
mm-hmm.
has a lot going on mm-hmm. in the smell.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit too much, for me, too much of that alcohol. Maybe even a touch of acetone smell, which I prefer not to have in my wine. Are you moving on to number two?
Yeah.
Again, this has some good alcohol in it. This is a deeper. This is also very earthy.
Mm-hmm.
But it lacks the, it's not quite as harsh of a smell. It's a little more mellow of a smell. You don't get the same kind of finish.
Okay, so you say you don't get the same kind of finish.
No, it doesn't like coat your tongue like the first one.
You were talking about the earthiness, but it's a different earthiness.
It's almost a tobacco taste. Mm-hmm. At the end, at the finish, instead of a fruit taste. So two, I'm getting a tobacco taste at the end. And number one, I'm getting a coating of fruit, almost like a blueberry.
Hmm. Still some good acid on there. I get much more, it's got a lot more tannins on it.
I get more acid to me on one.
Number one has more acid. Yes. I agree.
Yes, and that's what's kind of coating
my
tongue.
And number two, I believe, has more tannins.
And number two has more tannins.
And that could be some wood tannins from the, if there's oaking on this, I don't know.
Okay, I'm definitely honing in on one that I like better than the other. What about
They're
you?
Very different. These are very different styles to me.
They are different.
Mm-hmm.
But very subtle differences, I say. I can tell they're like sisters, but yet they're different.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to say you're going to like number one better.
No, I like number two
you
better.
You do? Okay.
I like number two a lot better.
Okay. Okay.
Number one does stay on my tongue more, but it's more of an acidy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not a flavor.
There's more flavors in number two to me.
I just like number two better for some reason.
I get, yeah.
I like the nose. I like the color. I like the taste. Even though it's not quite as, doesn't have that lingering.
It's definitely not as bright.
I would like
number two with,
on my table.
I think number two with food would be, I think that's a food mm-hmm. wine personally. but very good. Yeah.
So which one do you think is which?
Well, I think number two is our Osti.
Number two is our Osti?
I would guess.
Yeah.
And I'm normally wrong, so.
Well, why don't you read?
Okay, read
number,
our.
So you say number two
okay.
is from Osti. Tell us what so it should.
Let's find out what we're drinking so we can talk about
it. That sounds good.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh. Bring out the bottles.
Okay. Let's open this up,
right.
if I can. Okay, number one. Okay, we did get them correct.
Yay.
Number one is the Cooper's Hawk.
I feel like we're getting better.
Wait,
and the Cooper's.
Wait.
Oh, yes. Yay, we got it right. We have to brag every once in a while. I think someone's having wait. Fun with his applause machine. That one for me. The other was for you.
Okay. Yes. So we did get them correct. So.
So number one is the Cooper's Hawk.
Yeah. So the first wine that we tried,
yes.
which is the lighter of the two, and it says a deep ruby color. I would say not, maybe not deep, but
no.
it does have a light ruby color. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Nose of boysenberry, which I really don't know what that is, only it's kind of a lighter berry, I believe.
And the first thing that hit my nose was tobacco.
Okay, so they say sour cherry. They say sour cherry. I would say a dark cherry, and you said blueberry.
I did say blueberry.
Tobacco, and I would agree with the.
And they also do say nutmeg.
I stick with my gunpowder.
That's the tobacco.
That's not a bad thing. I think it smells good.
You cap guns too much as a kid.
Yeah, that could be. But yeah, I can definitely see the tobacco. Nutmeg shifting the palate with tart berries, full tannins. Yeah, I don't get much in the way of tannins on this one. It does have a lot of tartness to
yeah,
it. There's a lot of tartness to it, a lot of acidity.
And it really coats your tongue.
Yeah, and a persistent finish. So, yeah, I really like this. Described as medium-bodied, lively acidity, fruit intensity, offers notes of ripe cherry, and a ripe cherry. I thought more towards the black cherry.
Yeah, the finish on the end is very,
raspberry
very
with subtle
fruit.
Spice and earthiness. And I didn't think it was that subtle. I get a lot of earthiness. Smooth
finish.
Soft, smooth finish. I would agree with that.
Fruit on that finish, which I do like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really easy drinking wine.
Yeah. It was good. I like Barbera's, and so mm-hmm. it is good, but I like two better.
Number, what would you give that? A three? I'm giving it a three.
Yeah, a three.
It's a average wine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever go to Cooper's Hawk, I wouldn't have any problems drinking this.
Oh, no, I would order that.
That's a good wine.
If I was having the right food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is nice at Cooper Hawk. They tell you what pairs with your food
mm-hmm.
on a number system.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I would say their wines are kind of average, but we obviously enjoy going there.
Mm-hmm.
The food's good, and it pairs well with the wine.
Yes, it does.
So.
And that's half the battle.
Yeah. So that's good. Okay. So the second wine we tasted, which I got to pour myself some more here. Did you want?
No, I did not want any more.
Okay, so this is the Lavanon Barbera d'Asti, and not much on. It's a 2022. Again, this was $25, and we bought it from a local store, Gateway Market. According to the wine enthusiast, again, they gave it an 87. The nose on this wine jumps out of the glass with intense aromas of blueberry and plums.
Yes, I definitely like the nose better on this one. And I would say that, I missed the violets, but it's definitely got the violets in there.
Okay, so to me, there's less earthiness on the nose of this, little more fruitiness,
mm-hmm.
definitely towards the darker fruits to me.
Definitely
maybe some bluer. Okay.
And you don't get that tobacco at all in this second
but
glass.
There is an earthiness to the nose.
Yeah, but it's
would you
not,
agree?
Yeah, it's not smoky.
It's more of the leather in my nose, but
to me it's like dusty limestoney kind of a earthiness.
More mineral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Followed by violets, warm, savory spices, which I definitely, you get the spices. The palate is very primary with juicy and candied blackberries in the forefront, accompanied by subtle herbal and earthy notes that emerge and recede, finishing with energetic acidity. 13.5% alcohol. What do you think that first one has? I'd say about 12 and a half, maybe. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
Whoa! 14 and a half.
Whoa.
That no wonder crazy. We like it.
That is crazy.
You drink enough of it and you say, wow. I like this.
Okay. That's crazy.
A lot more alcohol in that.
I did not guess that.
In number one, we're talking about number one, Cooper's Hawk.
Yes.
At 14.5?
Yes.
Wow. Percent alcohol.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I get that smell that I don't like.
Okay.
But definitely two is my favorite.
Okay. What are you giving that?
Oh, boy. I knew you were going to ask that. What are you giving it?
How did you know I was going to ask that?
You just seem to
what
have
is it?
This.
Are you psycho?
No, it's clairvoyant.
You're psycho. You knew I was going to ask that.
Yes, I did.
That is pretty impressive. This is show number 71, and you knew I was going to ask you. Yeah. Okay, what do you give it?
This wine's growing on me, so.
It does, yeah.
It's kind I of agree. Like, I don't want to set it down.
Yeah, it's getting, so, yeah. And we just opened these up.
But then Barbera is my favorite, so I'm going to go 4.
I think that's good.
It's relying more on the grape itself than the alcohol to bring out. And I can tell that.
And
it's
I think
it's a better, it's a more enjoyable wine.
It's a balanced wine. There's a lot going on there. A lot of different flavors all mixing together.
And kind of my favorite
that's
flavors.
That's kind of what I like. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And it, I think it'd be great with food. So awesome.
And I would love to go there to Italy,
mm-hmm.
to the Asti region.
Yeah.
And compare some of their wines
mm-hmm.
at different price points of the Barbera.
Okay.
Since I love it so much. So if anybody wants to send a plane ticket, I will take first class for one any day.
Whoa! Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I agree with you. I'd go 4 on that. It's getting better every sip.
It really is.
Yeah. And I liked it to begin with. So, mm-hmm. okay. Awesome. I would definitely suggest to go out and get a Barbera d'Asti.
Yes. I don't know if Gateway Market, is that pretty much a national chain?
No.
Oh.
But you can find them all over.
Okay.
I'm sure you.
But that yeah. was a nice yeah. surprise.
There. And they had a lot of different ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what's next show going to be like?
I don't know.
Oh, you're clueless?
Okay. So
maybe
we're,
it should be a clueless show.
I'm
clueless.
We are going to do, we're going back to our roots and we're doing 3 white wines.
Yes,
white from wines. Different price ranges.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see what we can do there. I'm not sure though.
See
what,
if we can tell which one is more expensive.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So we're doing like the $10, $20, $25, and or under 20 and over, under
35.
This
will be interesting because we've matured a lot, I think, in our.
Yeah, we get better, I think.
Yeah, lately, especially for yeah. me. Yeah. So I'm interested to see if I've really improved. The white wines are not my forte.
Mm-hmm.
So I may be very rusty and you won't see a difference.
I suck less with red wines.
Exactly.
Okay. But I did want to say thanks for listening.
Yes.
We haven't thanked everybody. We've gotten some comments from people. There's a lot of new people listening, so we want to thank
and
you for listening.
Where's some of our audience? I thought that was interesting.
We have a lot of people listening from the UK.
And that just surprises
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Well,
and we watch mostly BBC TV.
Yeah.
So I think our
humor, our yeah. humor matches.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So if you're from the UK, hello.
Yeah. Thanks for being a champ.
Yeah.
And listening. We yeah. appreciate it.
Yeah. Come to Iowa. So anyway, we hope you'll join us each week with this wine journey, and hopefully you learn something from this. I definitely learned something from this show. I had no clue that Asti made different Barbera wine. So that to me is worth the listen. That's of this right. show. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for listening. Send us a comment. We'd really like to hear from you. Tell us what you'd like to hear and what you'd like us to taste on the show. That'd be awesome. So,
and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Anyway, with that, we'll do the white wine show next week. So until next time, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye.